can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFV listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our incredible listeners. For heading on over to strshare.com, entering all the information you can about your short-term rental so we can share you here on the podcast and on Instagram every single Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Duck Pond A-Frame. Again, that's at Duck, D-U-C-K, Pond A-Frame. And it is hosted by our wonderful guest of the show today, Wendy Doris. It is one of her own properties in her portfolio. And I want to start a healthy debate. When you go to Duck Pond A-Frame, you might go, but wait.
She's going to be so mad.
Is that an A-Frame? And to that, I say, it is. Because I was just doing some drawings for Sarah, and I can draw an A like this, too, with a flat roof. So
that's right.
It is an A-Frame. And it is interesting. So I want you to check it out. And I really want you to take a look at one of the reasons Sarah and I started following Wendy on Instagram years and years ago before we met her in person, before she was a coach in our program, is she just has amazing design. She has a special skill set for that. And she's was a house flipper. And you can just see these elements and a thrifter. And she does it in a really wonderful way. And please go to her Instagram, check it. Duck Pond A-Frame out. Also her personal Instagram. Well, not personal, her business at mostis.host. But the biggest thing I want to share is just looking through her social, you'll see the angles of the photos that she takes to really highlight the home. And we talk about this often, but they are not your normal real estate photos. So I want you to take a look at the angles, at what she's highlighting, and you can copy that in your own feed of what you're showing to the guests.
Yeah, Wendy is a masterclass in details, and you'll hear us in the episode today. She talks about her quote-unquote rabbit holes, because We talk to Wendy all the time because she's a coach in our program. And because I'm always interested in what she's focusing on in her business, because she will get hyper-focused on one area and like just become an expert at it. And then she'll give it to a team member of hers as their project and have them develop it into her co-hosting business. And it's just really interesting to watch. So Wendy started Mostis in 2018 with her sister, Ashley. Wendy and Ashley, you were our former elite and NCAA gymnasts. So she always is called herself a self-proclaimed perfectionist. And they've channeled that perfectionism in the stays that she offers her guests. And so she co-hosts in a very competitive market, Phoenix, Scottsdale. She is up to, 17, 18 properties now? And she's very selective. So she's not a co-host who is out there trying to get as big as possible. She is steady Eddie and really focusing on revenue and making sure that she is optimizing every single home's revenue, because it's quality over quantity for Wendy. And of course, we are promoting Money Making May with our Priced and Profitable Boot Camp that you all can join us on. But we know that when it comes to pricing, we might need to do a little bit of convincing that it can be fun, because making money is fun. And so oftentimes, Annette and I can tell you, but you sometimes need to hear it from one of your colleagues like Wendy on how she's made pricing fun and how it's really changed her business. Wendy, welcome back to the show. Wendy, you're becoming as frequent as Justin Ford. How does that make you feel?
Well, I love it. And it's very exciting to talk about the rabbit holes that I create for myself. So you give me like this avenue to do that. So thank you.
Actually, so if you had to give your 2 minute who you are, if you're out and about in Phoenix, Scottsdale area, and somebody wants to know what you do, what's your elevator pitch?
I say that we manage for owners outside of the state, homes in Phoenix, Scottsdale, and other areas of Arizona. And typically they are experiential homes.
Ooh. You don't mention how you're a sought after coach instead of the Hosting Business Mastery presented by Thanks for Visiting.
Well, that just tips me over the edge,
right?
When, trying to reel in that owner.
Right. Got it. Wendy, today, so it is going to be Money Making May over here at Thanks for Visiting. We're recording this in April, but we've got a boot camp that we're going to be hosting here in May. And we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to bring in a host, the Mostis host, and talk about your journey with pricing. So could you take us back to when you first started hosting? Share with everyone when that was, what that looked like, and then layer on, what was pricing like for you? Was it top of mind? Was it an afterthought? And then we'll take it from there.
Sure. My first time I hosted was like in 2010 or something, but it was one time. And then for real, I started in 2018. And I was basically just creating the pricing. I don't know if people start like this still. Maybe they are using pricing software, but I was just literally saying the weekends are this price and the weekdays are this price. And then maybe I would know it's high season. And so, hey, let's try this price, right? Just like winging it. And then I think, I don't remember when Airbnb had their price. What is that thing called?
Smart pricing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. I don't know when that came about, but I think I tried that once, and we were managing a condo in Cincinnati, actually, and it was brand new. It's a loft downtown. So great. And it made the pricing $14 a night.
And Airbnb's smart pricing did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, turn that off quick. And so I don't know how it came up with that pricing, but I gave up on that. And then eventually I found Price Labs, which I use now still to this day. And so I guess then I just trusted Price Labs to do everything for me for a little while. But then I like to have control and I know what the prices should be in some cases. You know, obviously we can be surprised. But I started to tinker with the pricing of individual dates when I knew it might need to be higher or a little bit lower or wanted to test. So I guess. And then I fell into the revenue management rabbit hole. So that's where I'm at right now, is just obsessing over reports and obsessing.
Revenue management. Let's just take that term, period. Okay.
Wait. This is my question I have for you.
Yeah. Oh.
What is revenue management to you guys? Because I think when we talk to our hosts in our HBM, to them, it's pricing.
Hmm.
Right? And to me, I had to think about that and even Google it before this, because there's so many different aspects of it. But I wanted to know what's your definition of revenue management?
I was going to say, I was going to combat that a little bit. We talk to hosts too, Wendy, you do as well, instead of HBM. If it's not quote unquote pricing, it's their bookkeeping that they think is revenue management, right? They're like, well, yeah, I've got a bookkeeper. And so revenue management to me is how we optimize our opportunities to bring in income. I don't want to use revenue again, since it's in the word you're asking me for. How we optimize and allocate our potential for income that's coming into the business. Now, I think a big sector of that is pricing. But then there's opportunities within, like, subsects of pricing where we can bring in more opportunity, like gap nights and different opportunities to come in early or stay later, things of that nature. But what does it mean to you now?
Well, after I Googled it, I agreed with Google. And it was, it said something about your strategy. Strategy for creating the best income situation. Well, I could probably still have it up if you want me to read it, but I do not. But yeah, I think it's the strategy you're taking, because yes, you can say, I want this price to be on this date and this price to be on this date. But then, like, how many days are we going to allow people to book? Is it going to be a minimum of 2 nights or 4 nights? So there's different strategies we can do to boost our income and reach the highest potential.
Wendy, you tried the smart pricing on Airbnb. It had one wild number. So you were like, I don't trust this anymore. You turned it off. At what point, though, did you get Price Labs, which is a dynamic pricing software, which helps you optimize pricing and your strategy? It doesn't do it for you, but it helps you optimize it. Did you get it just because everyone else was doing it? You went to a conference, you thought it was cool. Like, what was that moment where you were like, I can't do this on my own anymore and I should get software?
I want to say maybe it was when I joined HBM. Or maybe I was listening to Thanks for Visiting something. I was probably influenced by the fact that other people are doing this. There's an algorithm behind it. And I don't have, but mostly I think I was at about 5 properties. And I can't keep track of all the days anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the calendar's still running. And for me to pay attention to April 2026 right now on all 5, well, now we have more, but all 5 properties, and make sure that these special weekends are boosted where they should be. And it was impossible.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that sometimes something would book that it was ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't realize it was a holiday or a special event or something like that. So, yeah, I stopped that real quick.
That I want to slow down also. And this episode is for everyone. This is if you have one property, if it's part-time, your personal property, if you want to buy more properties. I think a lot of times I do, going back to the term revenue management, I do think a lot of people think that it's not for them because of their size of their portfolio or the size of their property. And I just want to encourage everyone that it doesn't matter what you are hosting. You need to be aware, and that needs to be a part of your hosting, because I think it's a rite of passage, Wendy, what you just said. Every host has had that gut punch. Oh my gosh, did that just get booked? I didn't have a chance to change the price. And I think that's that aha moment when we all kind of go, wait, I need help with this, whether it's a person on their team, whether it's dynamic pricing software. But just this week, Sarah and I have talked to people that have bookings for things that are a year out that they weren't quick enough, you know, to the guest was quicker than them, saw an opportunity in the market. They were underpriced and booked it. So that is, there is such a huge cost to not understanding it because, or putting it off because like you said, the calendar is open. And as a host, you're always busy doing something. And this isn't something you can put off to another day because guests are going to continue to book those dates that you haven't had a chance to make sure that they are properly managed with the pricing.
Wendy, what? Okay. We spend so much time underwriting a potential property as hosts, right? When we go to buy the property. And then these houses, more often than not, cost, I mean, upwards of $400, $500, $600, $800, $1 million, depending on where you're at in the world. Yet, once we acquire it, I feel as if the conversations I have aren't about squeezing all the juice out of the potential revenue opportunities for these rentals. Do you find that to be true? And if so, what do you think is behind that?
I think once somebody launches a property, they're so sick of spending money. Like they've just dropped a lot of money buying the house, outfitting the house, you know, probably feeling sick about how much time, many times they've used their credit card, that to spend more money on something like dynamic pricing or even photos. I mean, we've talked about that. Like people won't spend money on photos when that is your advertisement. So I think that's where people get held back. And so that, and then they want to have control of, I think they want to have control and to have a dynamic pricing software just running the show behind the scenes is a little bit, I think I've heard from some of our hosts that that's a little bit unnerving for them. Like, wait a minute, it's putting the price that high. Right. I'm going to cap it because that's too high. And we have to say, no, back off a little bit. So I think it's the money.
That's, well, I think it's a fear of both. It's both. What you just said, people are like, okay, we got to just pump the brakes on the spending. I need to get some money coming in the other way. And then also, if they are using a tool, sometimes the price is like mind-boggling in a great way to a host. And they start to get nervous of that perceived value that the guest is going to have. It challenges them as a host of like, wow, am I going to be able to deliver on this rate that the pricing is telling me that I can get for my property? So I feel like as hosts, we a lot of times hold ourselves back in just the overall economy of what we're placing the value or perceived value on our home. One thing, when you started to dive into the pricing, because I want to dig into, it really is the gift that keeps on giving. So what, when you started to dig into the pricing, when did you start to feel it or see it in your bottom line? When did you make that like connection that, oh, I'm making an effort here with time, tools, money, and you started to see it on the bottom line? Because I do think that's another thing too, when people start to they think that pricing is one and done and there should be instant results. So I want to set like a realistic for folks that this isn't like a set it and forget it done. Even if they have a pricing tool, even if they have someone on their team, those timelines and the work that's involved in it. Good work though.
One thing I want to preface this by saying is that I don't know exactly when, like, did our revenue go up by X percent or whatever. And one of the reasons I didn't know is I didn't know how to pull reports then when I first started doing dynamic pricing. So it's hard for me to, I could probably go back and figure that out. We've also changed different houses that we have now. But one, the moment I realized that this was a good move was when I realized that I had been underpricing April by a lot. So it was just realizing, and this was something I was going to get to, was sometimes the price has to be higher, but sometimes it has to be lower. And I've seen it with myself and with other hosts. Like April is still high season for us, but there was a couple of years that I didn't realize that. I thought, oh, spring, because I'm in Phoenix, we have spring training, it's over end of March. I thought, oh, that's it, everyone leaves. Nope, there's still spring break, Easter, all these different you know, travel reasons to come here. And so we were leaving money on the table for a whole month, not just one weekend.
Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFV. That's StayFi.com/TFV. Let's elevate your guest experience together.
Give us an example of that under earning. You know, when
thousands of dollars, thousands. So let's say a typical home might bring in 16 to 20, like a four bedroom, $16,000 to $20,000 in March. April would be not that high, but maybe it's going to be 12 to 16. I think we were down to 10. I don't remember, but I remember it was like, what?
And how'd you find out? Was it talking to their host or was it because your software told you, hey, this is the suggested pricing? You're like, how can this be? And you dug in.
I think I saw the prices they were, like, remember I was manually putting the prices on the weekends and I saw the prices that Priceline was suggesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck? Like, I felt horrible that I've been doing this and just, you know, going by what I thought I should price things at rather than like the data.
Right.
So that was one thing that I noticed. The other is, and I noticed this with another host in my area, manually pricing things for the summer, which is our lowest season, like your winter. A weekday for, let's say, $700 when it should be $200.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the $700 is not going to move at all, right?
Yeah.
We can't make money unless we book houses. So there's the flip side of that where you think it should be worth something and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth that. I think that's another thing that some hosts get, like, yes, there's the one side where I can't believe it could book for that high, but there's the other side that's like, oh, my house is not worth that much. Like the ADR is not that high.
I love that you're bringing this up, Wendy. You'll see in our bootcamp that we created three avatars that you follow along the whole journey of the bootcamp. And there's host A, host B, and host C. Host A, she only focuses on a booked out calendar. Occupancy is her guiding star. If she's got a low occupancy, something's, you know what I mean? Like she's like trying to get as high occupancy as possible. Then he has host B, who thinks his property is worth X amount of dollars, like a large
no
amount.
No matter the supply, no matter demand, what. No matter what. Yeah.
He put his heart and soul into this property and you are going to pay handsomely to stay there no matter what. And then we have host C, who really focuses on strategy, i.e. revenue management. And it's this balance of understanding high season, low season, travel patterns, things of that nature. And so, and that is talking about the art and science of it. We do believe in a software, a third party software, because we as humans cannot take in information and spit it out as fast as a software can, right? Reading those algorithms and helping us understand it and digest it into data that we can do something with is something that we'll never be able to compete with as humans. But starting out a Price Labs account and then just signing off and never signing back in is also not a great way to run your revenue management strategy. So, Wendy, now that you went through the phase of doing pricing manually, you tried Airbnb Smart Pricing. That didn't work for you. You heard somewhere that using a dynamic pricing software like
Price Labs. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Would be good. When did you start realizing that you have to kind of massage the software and be involved in it?
Well, I did like doing the pricing. Like, I liked going through and making sure it was what it was. And so I couldn't help but pick at it. And luckily, I learned that, yes, there are, you know, it can produce these prices for you, but there will be some error. You know, like, I know my properties better than, it's not, my property's not the same as everybody else's, you know, all the properties that are out there in Scottsdale. So there is some tweaking to do to find that that balance or that area where you know you can book once you're confident, right? So I will still go in there. I'll look at the market. I will look at the market occupancy. Is the occupancy really high? And so we can still wait and because there's still room. So I love picking up the numbers like that and, you know, seeing what we can do.
How often are you in there picking at numbers?
At least once a week. Every Wednesday I have a time when I go over the numbers, but just about every day I pull an on the books report and try to make sure I'm following, like, we're reaching our goals or where are we still having holes and still going in, not just relying on price lens, but I go into Airbnb and try promotions and rule sets and all the different levers we can pull to try to, you know, maximize the income for the owners.
Wendy, I want you to share, though, because you did say daily. You're managing how many properties right now, just to give the audience an idea?
17.
So I just want everyone that's listening, I don't want you to think that you need to be in there on a daily basis looking at your
but I think
pricing.
Even for one property, weekly is healthy. If you think about it, not just the whole like one property versus 17, mm-hmm. that one property, if that's a $500,000 investment, don't you want to make whatever your pro forma said you should make? Don't you want to at least reach that or surpass it with your effort? So it's kind of like your own bank account, you know, your personal banking. I don't think you need to be in there every day, but looking at your bank account every week, make sure everything's in there, everything's moving as it should. There's no weird charges. I think that's really healthy and that I'd like to promote more of looking at your pricing and making sure everything is on par, which is why we're doing Money Making May with this boot camp, Priced and Profitable. But okay, so Wendy, talk to us about the on the books report that you pull. What does that tell you and what do you do with that information?
It tells me what revenue we have booked right now for every month of the year. So on Price Labs, you can set up your own report. And so I have several different ones that I look at, but on this one, it has, you know, the monthly goal, or I'm sorry, the monthly income that's on the books, and then what the occupancy is right now, what it was last year, what it was at, well, what did it end up at last year, and what's it at right now? Wait, same time last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sorry. And then I have uploaded goals into there, so then we can compare the goal for each property and where how close we are to that. But one of the things I really like about the on the books report is that it's showing me the income only for each month of those days in the month, rather than, oh, this booking checked in or this guest checked in the 29th, but they're staying through the 7th. So sometimes we can, our numbers can look a little bit skewed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at it just like, oh, we had the deposit in this month, but now we show no income for the first 7 days of next month. So it's a really good way to just see like what's happening this month and what happened with the same dates last year, if that makes sense. So I don't know. I can get really deep into it, down these rabbit holes of numbers and data. And
well, but that's okay. But I want to, you know, the purpose of this, of all of our episodes always, is to educate hosts out there. And we have just seen, Wendy, through you know, our private membership, through our hosting hotlines, through our Instagram account, through YouTube, that hosts, we believe you are under-earning. And that under-earning is coming from a resistance to understanding your pricing and taking the time to, I'm going to say this, to learn the skill. And I repeat, I'm saying learning the skill. I'm not saying mastering the skill. I'm just saying learning the skill and understanding it, because that is why we're putting on this boot camp, is we know that there will be even if you have one takeaway, one aha moment of understanding your ADR, your occupancy, the demand in your market, your booking window, maybe installing that dynamic pricing software. I also think as hosts, we try to take everything on. And I know all of our personality types talking right now, like we want to go all in all the time and do it to the top notch. And so there's some things that we just don't do because it's easier to not do them or face them. And so that's why we're doing this boot camp, to link arms with everyone, whether they feel like they've got their pricing down. There's always room for improvement. If you don't know where you're at, starting there. And last but not least, just as a community, bringing all the hosts together, because that's the other part too, is we all need, for Priced and Profitable, as a community, like a community as at large, as an Airbnb hosting community, and then community smaller in the areas that you're in, it's important that our hosts, that we're competitive and that we're pricing our properties accordingly. Because at the end of the day, we all win when we're pricing appropriately. The guest is getting an amazing stay, of course. But that's the one thing I just really want everyone listening to this episode is, please, like Sarah said, we've invested so much time and energy into the asset overall, the design of it, the hospitality of it. And so now we want you to focus on that pricing, on like, what is that price displayed when people are scrolling through, whether it's an OTA or direct booking. And we all know right now, like, there's pricing transparency is the buzzword right now. And so it's even more important that you understand your pricing, are confident in your pricing, and have that comp set available to you also. So I just want to encourage everyone that the message that Wendy is saying, and this isn't something that you're going to master overnight. It's a part of learning and growing as a host and continuing your education there. So Wendy, when you have, let's talk about our boot camp. Let's talk about learning alongside Sarah and I, and learning inside of with other hosts, because we are going to have a private Facebook group available. We're going to have VIP where they can have Zoom calls after the boot camps to ask individual questions. Can you also just give a clue into when you started to link arms with other hosts and inside our community, what that did for your hosting also?
Well, the Facebook group for sure is great, because it's very productive. It's not one of those groups that's, you know, biting each other's heads off. So you can really just get a lot done from the community in the Facebook group. But my favorite part are the calls, especially when you get to talk with the other hosts, or when you get to be one-on-one with you guys and ask them questions, because you just realize that there are a lot of ways to do something, and you can get so many ideas and a hosting bestie where you can, I talk to my hosting besties that I've met through HBM every day, every single day I talk to them. So it's lonely being a business owner sometimes, and to be able to have those other business owners that are then can say, you know, just let it go that guest did that or whatever, walk it off, or like, you need to do revenue management. Come on, suck it up. It's good to have those people to help you with it.
Awesome. And I want to encourage everyone, if you've been listening to the show for a while, that's also why Sarah and I started doing these boot camps, is it's a very affordable way to connect with other hosts. That Facebook group is going to be a pop-up group open for a few weeks. You're going to be able to learn directly from Sarah and I for the boot camp. And like we said, there's an opportunity to upgrade to VIP, where we will go in depth after the boot camp and answer those questions if you want to take that next step. But I just encourage everyone, if you've been listening to the show for a while, the boot camp and the actual like being with us on Zoom is a whole nother level. So do yourself a favor, invest in yourself. Again, I know how much you've all invested in your homes. I want you to do a challenge of how much have you invested in yourself to learn how to manage your home to the utmost.
Obviously, setting your pricing to where it needs to be, and we'll go over that in the bootcamp, how to really understand what the different benchmarks of pricing we need, what they are, how to hit them and how to look at them. But also, Wendy, you schooled us at the beginning of what the definition of revenue management is, and it's not just pricing. It is also calendar management. And I think that's a lot of times we see our hosts too kind of blocking the traveler from traveling how they want to travel, which means they don't stay with you because you don't allow those types of stays. So anything that you can comment on calendar management that you've learned over the years?
Yes, this is another one that's like, oh no, you don't do that. But now we do. It's, you know, something that was in my mind that everyone says, no, you do not offer one night stays. Our calendar has one night all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps with visibility. There's a number of reasons and different markets and different types of houses that might benefit from this. But that's another thing, like doing this work, talking to other hosts, you really like you can learn that you've been getting in your own way.
Ooh, that's it. Getting in your own way. And I think
with your assumption, right? Instead of using the data. So,
you know what happens when you assume?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Everybody knows that one.
Oh my God.
But I want to say it for the people in the back, what you just said about the one night stays. We are still like, again, I think it goes in this order. People still not having professional photography. And then second of all, having these insane minimum night stays. So we go and look at their calendar and we're like, well, you don't have any nights to book this month because you've got 3 weekends and you want a day before to clean. You want a day after to clean. Your cleaning lady is going to come on Sunday and you only want 4 night stays. So it's like you're your own worst enemy.
Well, actually, they're never getting to look at your calendar, right?
Right. Because I am popping up. Yeah. Right. And that if you ever like sometimes I like to go to page 15 and 16 on Airbnb just to see who's over there. And sometimes I'll see a beautiful property. And I'm like, why are they over here? You know what I mean? It's just because maybe I have flexible stays on. And like, so maybe I could stay at them if I move my dates around. But right. You might not even be showing up because you're not available to be booked, which is crazy.
Right. Right. And I don't know if we're going to get to this, too, but there's other pricing things we can see on Price Labs.
Like
cleaning fees.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And amenities.
So do we include that? Is that revenue management?
Yeah, I think it is.
Absolutely.
Anything, because listen, how we make money is the guest booking with us. So if our fees are out of whack, or they book with us and our fees are under earning, and so then we don't have our oxygen mask on and we can't actually be in business because we can't pay our bills because we haven't paid attention and we feel like someone would never pay that price. Or we feel like it's the cleaning fee that's throwing guests off, but secretly it's your stay requirements. You know what I mean? Like it's those things where if we don't know what we're looking at or how to take that information and process it, it can hold us back.
The other part, Wendy, I want to share with the listeners is just getting into your listing. That's another thing is like people doing the set it and forget it on all the things. So when Sarah and I go in and we're going behind the scenes on people's listings, we notice they have things, they have rule sets that were from when they first started. And they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I still had that turned on. Whether that's inside Price Labs, whether that's an Airbnb, like there are things they've just like, they've gotten away from their listing and they go in and they're like, oh my, like that was literally from when I set up my listing. I forgot I even had that, you know, in there. What, share with us one of your biggest goof ups when it comes to your pricing or your calendar so someone else can learn from your mistakes, besides underpricing an entire month. Sorry.
I would say that one of the things that gets me in trouble, because of my rabbit hole tendencies, is to just like go to town on Airbnb promos or whatever. And then, you know, I'm still tinkering with things in price lines, which is going to affect direct bookings, but not Airbnb because they've got the promos running. So just going hog wild with the promos or the rule sets or whatever, and then forgetting I did that. And then something people don't know is that promos don't, the discount on the pricing for Airbnb promos does not reflect the true percentage discount of what the current price is. So if you're saying, oh, I'm going to give 20% discount, it's not on what you have the prices set at right now. It's some, I don't remember how they do it, but so anyway, setting all those things up and then not documenting it somewhere to go back and say, oh yeah, go check to see if that promo worked and take it off if it didn't, or try something different. So I limit myself. Like I can't go more than 1 month out for promos. I won't allow myself to do it.
This is a highly debated subject. Some people love promos. Some people don't like promos. Some people are probably listening going, what the heck is a promo? When did you get hip, and when did you decide that promos were healthy and a good decision for your business?
I think I've always played with them, but now I primarily use them for maybe troubled areas of the calendar. But we are going to book our weekends. That's just what we do. It's the weekdays that are tougher. So I will tinker with it for the weekdays where there's, I don't know. I have a little bit of a trust issue with Airbnb promos because I feel like it's almost like whatever that other thing was that made it $14. So I'm like, tread lightly and, you know, keep an eye on it. But yeah, I use it for weekdays mostly, and then maybe like a random, like maybe July is not booking and I need to hurry it up. So I'll try it on July, let's say. I'm doing that right now. So I set a month out, but sometimes I break.
I was like, wait a second. We just went over that.
I know.
I get it. And you have to have rules so that you know when you need to break them to hit your goals, because you are paying attention, which is the segue into the next part. My next question for you, Wendy, is this bootcamp is for owner operators. If you own your property, you are hosting them yourselves, it is for you. It is also for those co-hosts out there. If you're just getting started, if you've been in business for a couple of years, because Wendy, you and I see co-hosts all the time inside of Hosting Business Mastery in our private Facebook group. And owners have trusted one of their largest assets, if not the largest asset they have, with co-hosts who are in there also managing the pricing. And they don't have a revenue management strategy. They don't have a pricing strategy. And so do you, because you have such a deep understanding of pricing and calendar management and just your revenue management as a whole, is that something that you brag about to potential clients, potential owners who want to work with you, about how you have your act together and what that means for their assets?
Yes, I actually do a revenue management consultation weekly, just to have other eyes on it with me, because even I can be too close to it sometimes. So I tell my owners that I do weekly revenue management consultation. We are looking at your house at least once a week, if not multiple times a week. And so I think that, you know, helps them understand that we're not just winging it,
right?
We're professional and we are using data. But it also helps when an owner is saying, are we gonna raise prices this year? Because I'd really like to raise prices. And I say, actually, we already have. And your base rate was this last year. And now the base rate is this much. And your ADR has gone up and whatever. But I can give data to back why we have booked at what we've booked, or why we're setting it at a certain thing. So it does help with managing the owners. I don't know if that's the right word.
Having the owners trust you too, I feel, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of co-hosts get started, me included, because I love all the systems that are in place. And like when they work, it's like very satisfying. You might get started because you love helping other people earn 5-star reviews or communicating with the guests or going above and beyond. I don't know too many co-hosts that get started because they love managing revenue. I'm sure you're out there. I haven't met you yet. Please email us and introduce yourself. But, and so to that, I say, if you're a co-host listening right now, or you're interested in co-hosting and you don't have a strategy for managing revenue, you've got to get on that because, listen, a lot of co-hosts work off of commission. Your owners obviously want to have their asset be profitable. And so the thing behind that is managing revenue and making sure that you optimize it. So it's win-win for both you and your client when you really have an understanding and a strategy to go along with it.
Yeah, it is really important for the owners to believe and trust that you have revenue management locked in and not just throwing numbers up and hoping that it works. I mean, imagine having somebody else manage for you.
Right.
Right?
Right. And you're like, well, what's your strategy? And they're like, oh, I have price labs. And, you know, and if you're a savvy investor, you know, you might ask, what is your strategy for the year? We actually had an owner that asked, like you said, you know, hey, we noticed that this January was different than last January. We're not talking in a good way. And you better believe we had to have an explanation for why that is, right? And so we can dig in. Listen, the data's out there. Even for those of you who say, and I just started, I don't have historicals. I don't know what last year looked like. But there are so now, it's not like it was in 2015 or earlier. There are so many short-term rentals out there, vacation rentals out there. The data is out there to help you have a base to go off of to create your own strategy. And so that's another reason why this software is so great, because you can go into other people's historicals and help you shape the story for your property. Anything that's on the horizon for you when it comes to strategy, like I know that you like looking at what's booked in terms of reservations that are coming up so you can kind of benchmark yourself. How are you doing? Is there anything else you're looking to improve on this year or get better at?
You know, I really just want consistency. So to continue to stay looking at it weekly at the very least, and continuing to monitor, because I think that sometimes we can get into this, like, I'm in revenue management mode or I'm on listing mode, and then you do all the things and set it up and then you're like, okay, on to the next thing. But it's a consistency that you have to keep and monitoring, because every week, every day, the calendar opens another day or another week. So we got to be looking out that far and paying attention and not letting the dog walk itself.
Dog walk itself. I love that. The consistency, I think, is a good place to kind of wrap up the episode, because all of us that are hosts and have a million things to do, just living life, that is probably the hardest pill to swallow, is the consistency one. And knowing that nothing with your property is set it and forget it. But if you know you have to be consistent with it and just take it step by step, it becomes a little bit more consumable.
For sure.
And that there are resources out there to help you stay consistent.
Wendy, will you be joining us for the boot camp? I'm kind of putting you on the spot right now.
Of course.
Love that. So if you want to hang out with Wendy, she loves to come into the pop-up Facebook group. She'll be on the calls. So you get to network with hosts like Wendy. Wendy, share with our listeners where they can find out more about you. Maybe they're listening and they are looking for a co-host or a place to stay, or they just want to look at your incredible website because it's so beautiful. Where should they reach out to you?
You can go to my website at www.mostis.host, or you can follow us on Instagram at mostis.host. And if you want to come to Arizona and stay one of our properties, we would love to host you.
Yes, I love that.
We've had the pleasure of staying with Wendy, and it's so
good. Please follow Wendy. Go to her website. Incredible inspiration. And yes, book a stay if you're headed to AZ.
And book direct.
Yes, book direct.
Yes.
Love that. And
mostis.host.
We'll follow Wendy on Instagram because she is a hoot. She is sassy, and I'm here for it. If you want to join us on the bootcamp, thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. We also have links in the show notes. We'll be talking about it on our Instagram, on all of our, you know, podcasts leading up to it, because it's just really important. And we really want you to take action, invest in yourself. It is a small investment. And you get to, like Wendy does, Take out some time in your calendar, dedicate to improving your pricing skills, and you can do it alongside a lot of fun hosts. With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our SDR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this, your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.